Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, everybody. Rolling on. It is 5:03 p.m. until 7 p.m. this evening. Always appreciate you making us part of your afternoon. Here's how you can be a part of it. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just put ESPN in the body of your text and then rock that sexy body. You can get to us on Twitter, where if you follow us on our station account at ESPN Upstate, we'll give you a shout out here on the show at ESPN Upstate. And for Lonzo, at Lonzo on Word. And for yours truly, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And how about email? You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the ways you can be a part of the number one rated afternoon drive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. Well, 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 some news coming down the pike. So let's hit it with a top five at five. Hit it. Breaking news on ESPN Upstate is brought to you by Indeed. Find the high impact hire your business needs at Indeed.com/high impact. Well, well, a subsequent test of Nick Saban on Thursday showed that he is negative for COVID-19, according to a statement from Alabama's head athletic trainer. The news comes 48 hours after Saban's initial positive test and opens up the possibility that Saban could return to coach on Saturday. I have no idea what to make of all this stuff, guys. I honestly have no idea what to make of all this. The Colts earlier today had what was referred to as false positives. Is this just a faction? Now follow me here. Is this just a faction of the tests being too good? Here's what I mean by that. Like, did Nick Saban's positive test detect, like, the tiniest droplet of COVID around that was never going to make him sick? Is that the case here, or are these just erroneous tests, man? Because Nick Saban has said the entire time, I feel great. I'd like to coach in the game on Saturday. I just think there should be a better way to reflect whether you have COVID or not. Is this a false positive? Did Nick Saban have COVID? Or is this just another false test? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. And I'll be honest with you. I was worried about Saban when we got the positive test due to his age. I was worried about him due to his age. But I don't know about you. If I said to you right now, this moment, 5:06 p.m. on Friday afternoon, is Saban going to be coaching on the sidelines tomorrow night? You're betting yes, aren't you? If you know Nick Saban, you're betting yes, he's going to be on that sideline, are you not? And his players will rally around him. Next up. I will tell you what, folks. The Atlanta Braves are going for the World Series tonight. Last night on Twitter, I'm watching the game. It's 1-1, and I say to myself, maybe 2-1. I said, the winner of this game is going to the World Series, and it's obvious. The Dodgers had become the series favorite again yesterday, down 2-1. And lo and behold, as we look at this today, the Dodgers are up against it. The Dodgers are feeling the pressure. The Dodgers are throwing their carrot top tonight. Dustin May and his 100-mile-an-hour-plus slurvy fastball against A.J. Minter. This, like the last two pitching matchups, have been serious advantage Dodgers, but they've only won one of the two of them. 8:30 p.m. right here on ESPN Upstate. You can hear it all right here as the Braves aim to go back to the World Series. Cannot wait to see it. Can you rock Dustin May early? Can you get back to that bullpen that was exhausted last night? Why not just slam the door, put your foot on their throat while you have the chance, Atlanta? They're right here. Do not yield anything in the game of momentum. Next up. All right, everybody. What are the odds today that you feel like we're going to make it to the end of the high school football season, of the college football season, of the NFL season? I'm looking just for odds, your opinion. What are the chances we get to the end of the high school football season, college football season, and NFL season? Hey, why not? I'll go first. I'll say high school football 50-50. I'll say college football 70%, and I'll say NFL 90%. I'll go 50, 70, 90. The odds that we make it to the end of the season. And when I say that, I'm not saying we're even going to get to play all the games, but just crown a champion, right? Have a normal culmination for your season. I'll say high school 50%, college 70%, NFL 90%. What say you? Given the information we know today, what are the odds we get to the end of these respective seasons? Next up. At number two, ladies and gentlemen, it's D-Day for Will Muschamp. It is D-Day for Will Muschamp. Why is it D-Day for Will Muschamp? Well, because you don't get presents for doing the things you're supposed to do in life. You don't get presents as a husband for taking the kids to school, right? You get presents for going above and beyond. South Carolina has been wildly and woefully predictable. Just so predictable. Outside of the Georgia game last year, pretty much everything happened that you expected, and some unfortunate disappointments like the Appalachian State game. They are just right now a little bit too predictable, and they've got to break that. And I don't care what anybody says about Will Muschamp coming back next year. An SEC assistant coach on the West Division side told me last month that he's up against it, that the feeling is around the SEC that there is pressure on him this year, that he has to win this year. Well, this is D-Day. You don't get points for beating Vanderbilt. You have a very beatable Auburn team coming to your house, your stadium. If things are going to be different in South Carolina, if Muschamp is going to make a play for his job, in my opinion, this is his last stand. Lonzo kind of feels like he wants the Gamecocks to lose. He's not sure he wants them to win these games. Where do you guys come out of it? I say this is it. I say this is sink or swim. I say this game sets the tone for the rest of the season. And we'll make our official pick on this game coming up in half an hour from right now. And finally, folks, I feel bad doing this, okay, because I'm a Christian man. And I don't like to pile on people, okay? But the reality is simply this. Clayton Kershaw doesn't perform in the clutch. There is a very Peyton Manning quality to Clayton Kershaw. As a matter of fact, one of my buddies, Jordan Coons, tweeted me last night, and he said, Mark, one of my friends calls him Peyton Kershaw, not Clayton Kershaw. And there's a reason for that, ladies and gentlemen. Clayton Kershaw, in his career in the regular season, has a 2.4 ERA. Outstanding, right? Hall of Fame caliber, right? In the postseason, he's 11-12 with a 4.5. That's not great. That's not good. That's not even really mediocre, folks. That's kind of bad. 11-12, 4.5 earned run average. And perhaps the most humiliating thing about the entire thing was what happened last night. You know, I was trying to think of the football version of Clayton Kershaw losing to Bryce Wilson. Bryce Wilson, he of the career 6 earned run average. Bryce Wilson, he of the all of 15 and two-thirds innings pitched this year. The best I can come up with would be in the AFC Championship game, Patrick Mahomes. That can't even happen. How about in the Super Bowl, Patrick Mahomes losing to Jordan Love, the third-string rookie quarterback of the Green Bay Packers? Impossible, right? Would never happen, right? Kansas City wins that game by 20 points, right? Last night, Clayton Kershaw, 3 years, $93 million deal he's in the middle of right now, lost to a complete and total nobody. A complete and total nobody. Last night, Bryce Wilson was the sacrificial lamb in a game Atlanta had no business winning. Kershaw just does not perform in the postseason. It's just like Peyton Manning, man. Peyton Manning in the postseason, record 14-13. Is that an all-time great? 14-13? 40 touchdown passes, 25 interceptions for Peyton in the postseason. Not even 2-1 touchdown to interception ratio. I'll bring you guys into a little story. I've had the chance to speak to and work with a number of current and former NFL players in my 15-year career, right? One of them, who played on the team with Peyton Manning, told me that in an NFL playoff game, before the game, Peyton was incredibly tight, incredibly nervous, was normally joking around and jovial. Before this playoff game, he was tight. The game begins, and he remembers telling me he was concerned about what he was seeing because he wasn't acting like himself. The game begins, Peyton Manning throws 2 interceptions, and his team goes down early. And the player tells me that he went up to Peyton Manning, and he said, and, you know, with words I can use on the radio, dude, just hand the bleeping ball off. As long as you don't F this up, we can't lose the game. And the Colts ended up winning the game, and the combined score, the total points scored in that playoff game, were 21 points for both teams. The total points scored in the game, all right? And it's unbelievable. I don't know what it is, folks. I don't get it. How do you perform in the clutch? How do you perform under pressure? For me, my entire life, it's either been I hit it out of the park to the positive, or it's like the worst performance I've ever had. There's been no middle ground. But Clayton Kershaw and Peyton Manning, I don't know. Is Clayton Kershaw a Hall of Famer? Shut up, Mark, you say? Well, shouldn't you have to perform well when it matters most to make the Hall of Fame? Shouldn't that be a prerequisite? Peyton Manning has one legitimate title. His second title, he kind of gravy trained behind an elite defense. But the rest of the time, he has the record for the most first-round playoff losses of any quarterback who's ever played in the National Football League. So here's my question for you. Who are the least clutch athletes of all time? Who are the least clutch athletes of all time? I want your thoughts. Is Clayton Kershaw on that list? Is Peyton Manning on that list? Who's on Lonzo's list? We'll get that. We'll get your thoughts. We'll get your opinions. And we'll do that and so much more coming your way next. Right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, we are ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Question for you guys, in light of what is going on with Clayton Kershaw right now, man, and kind of blowing a game that he had no business blowing last night to the Braves, who are the least clutch athletes in sports? Who are they? When you it is the segment where Mark Ryan becomes a jerk. Oh, you mean this is the only one? It is that segment. But I'm just curious. When you think of least clutch in sports, who comes to mind? We have a harsh text coming in on the text line right now. Dan Marino, great quarterback, never won a Super Bowl. Does that mean Dan Marino wasn't clutch, or do you give him a pass because he never really played on a team that had a talent to win that? I've got some names for you that I want to throw out here. Alex Rodriguez, big-time contracts. You ask any Yankee fan in existence, he'd rather give up the power and have Derek Jeter at the plate when it matters the most. Give them Derek Jeter because nobody trusted Alex Rodriguez. Nobody trusted him, man, for whatever reason. I understand the numbers were great, Hall of Fame or whatever, steroids, all of that is true. But you felt great when Derek Jeter was at the plate. You didn't feel great about Alex Rodriguez. You didn't feel like something good was going to happen. In 75 postseason games, Alex Rodriguez had batted .263 with 13 home runs, 41 RBIs, and 75 strikeouts. So in the postseason, again, mediocre player. 75 postseason games times two, 150 games is what he might play in a full regular season, 13 home runs, 41 RBI, .263 batting average. Really kind of mediocre, right? Matt Ryan, least clutch athlete of all time. Is it fair to say that he's now creeping onto this list? Peyton Manning, for reasons already shared. Robinson Cano, don't you know, had a streak of 0 for 29 in the postseason. 0 for 29 in the postseason. And this is more of a general one for me. But Carmelo Anthony, I don't know, man. I hope he sheds that label with the Blazers now. But it's just his teams, his performance when it really, really mattered. His postseason record is 23-42. I'm just not used to seeing Carmelo make a ton of shots when it really matters the most. What say you guys at 1-844-477-3776? That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter is there for you, where if you send us a follow on our Twitter page, we will give you a shout-out here live on the air. You can do so at ESPN Upstate. You can follow Lonzo at Lonzo on Word, and you can follow Mark at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C, Ryan, on Air. And finally, email. You may email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C, Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Lonzo, least clutch athletes of all time, who comes to mind for you?
See, this is hard because as soon as you asked a question, you gave out like 10. And some of the first ones that I thought of, you already mentioned. So I'm trying to rack my brain and come up with some other ones. Maybe someone like Russell Westbrook.
Yeah,
because
Russell Westbrook.
I think about it. He's been on decent teams, and he kind of disappears. And the other person I think of, and you're probably going to fight me on this, would be Kyrie Irving.
No, as a matter of fact, not only will I not fight you on Kyrie Irving, Lonzo, I would run from him like the plague. That guy is a team killer. Have you noticed that whoever doesn't have him is better? Have you noticed that the Celtics are better without that guy? Now, clutch is the argument, and he hit the biggest shot in LeBron James' career. He did, not even LeBron. that shot against the Golden State Warriors, which was clutch. But I hate him. I want that guy nowhere near my good young players. I want that guy nowhere near my team because I think he's a cancer, and I think he never plays. He misses half the games, man. I don't get Kyrie Irving. I didn't get Seinfeld. I don't get sushi, and I don't get Kyrie Irving, Lonzo. I don't get the allure of a ball-dominating, shot-chucking, quirky guy who doesn't feel like they need a coach and is missing half the games through injury. Channeling my inner Lonzo, I'm sorry.
And he believes the earth is flat. I can't do it.
I can't do it. Let's check on the text line here. The Georgia Bulldogs are the least clutch. That comes from Lance. Mad Dog is getting in his upset pick today. I'll allow it, Mad Dog. Louisiana Tech beats Marshall. Marshall is favored by 13.5 points. Another texter says, Mark, I'd say James Harden of the Rockets wins MVP for the regular season, bombs out in the playoffs, and then just flat disappears.
That was mentioned earlier, and you did. I think Delvin mentioned that, and you kind of blew it off because that's your guy. I get that. That's your boy right there.
What do you want me to say, Alonzo? Is he great in the postseason? He hasn't been great in the postseason.
No, he has not.
He hasn't been great in the postseason.
But he didn't make your list. I just noticed that he wasn't on it.
You know why? I'll tell you why, Alonzo. Because the Rockets, had Chris Paul not pulled his hamstring, would have done the impossible and beaten the Golden State Warriors with all those cats healthy. With Draymond Green, with Klay Thompson, with Steph Curry, with Kevin Durant, I watched every game in that series twice, man. They had Golden State pegged dead to rights. And then Chris Paul, pulled his hamstring, and the whole series changed. You might remember in Game 7 of that series, they had an 11-point lead at halftime, and I saw them going to the locker room, and I said, game over, game over. They were sucking wind going to halftime. They didn't have enough depth. To me, in my mind, Houston beat Golden State in that series, and because of that, that's a hell of a postseason accomplishment, and then because of that, I take Harden off the list, but you're right. He has a lot of postseason failures, man. A whole lot of postseason failures that you can't run from. You can't hide from. Texter says, Mark, how about the Buffalo Bills from the early 90s that lost 4 straight Super Bowls? That comes from S. Herb. Yeah, 100%. And I'm that harsh guy that feels like the Bills didn't accomplish anything because they won a crappy conference. And then every year but one, they got just rolled in the Super Bowl. Texter says Kyrie also did the same thing at Duke, sat out all year except a couple of games. Lonzo, I'm out on Kyrie. I'm out. You mean to tell – I should be honored that that guy's taking up 25% of my cap room? A max salary in the NBA is 25% of the cap. So whatever they determine the cap to be – the max salary is 25% of that. I got to have 15 players on my team. I want that guy who doesn't play, that guy who doesn't need a coach, that guy who ball dominant the whole game. I want him on my team. No, get him out of here. I would trade him yesterday if I was his GM.
Yeah, but out of here. He's on a team now with another guy who didn't accomplish anything until he went to champions, and that would be KD.
KD, how about this, Lonzo? Ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Lonzo explodes in 3, 2, 1. I say LeBron James is the least clutch player. And by the way, the earth is flat. Kyrie was right on that part. Lonzo explodes. Lonzo goes boom in 3, 2, 1.
It's going to take more than that.
You just can't hear it yet because it was a silent silent explosion.
Just let Mark Ryan say something key off the air and I'll explode. That's how that'll work.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. The other thing I want to mention here, guys, is that as you look at this Auburn-South Carolina game, there is one thing that is really clear to me. You know, people generally will let you know what they think of you. Now, we're in an era now with social media where everybody is nice And Facebook is kind of a crappy place because people never say what they're suffering with on Facebook. Everybody's just rainbows and gumdrops. And then people look at their own lives and they say, man, my life must suck because everybody else is doing all these amazing things. And that's just what social media and Facebook has become, right? So we don't get a lot of honesty in terms of what people think of us, right? I have been in the dating game. I was for a few months when I moved here, was in the dating game for a few months this year. And like, you know, you never really hear, okay, like if I'm not interested in somebody, I never really tell her why. And if somebody isn't interested in me, they never really tell you why. And you never really know, right? And it's just this weird thing. But generally speaking, I think if you put on your detective cap, you can tell what people think of you. My mom tells me something like this. She says, Mark, when people are talking to you, look at their feet. What are you talking about, Mom? If somebody likes you, their feet will be pointed in the direction of you when they're talking to you. If they don't like you, their feet will be pointed in a different direction, almost as if they're trying to get away, right? So do that. Check that out.
What if they have a birth defect and one of their feet doesn't point forward?
Come on, dude. Only you can prevent forest fires, Lonzo. So anyway, all of that is a roundabout way of saying that the Gamecocks and Will Muschamp are telling you what they think of Colin Hill, their quarterback. And I disagree with them. I disagree with what they're doing. I disagree with what they think of Colin Hill. They're telling you that they think Colin Hill is a game manager. That's what they're telling you. When you watch the Vikings play, Mike Zimmer tells you what he thinks of Kirk Cousins. He thinks he sucks, okay? When you watch the Browns, Kevin Stefanski is telling you what he thinks of Baker Mayfield. The Browns lead the league in rushing right now. He's telling you what he thinks of Baker Mayfield, okay? I watch the Gamecocks. I see a capable quarterback. But I see a coach that doesn't have the confidence in Colin Hill to cut him loose right now. And I don't quite understand why. Let's get to Dale on I-85, who wants to talk least clutch players. Dale, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides.
Man, how you doing, Mark?
Great, bud.
Hey, so James Harden and Jim Kelly were taken from me, but I want to give you a coach. How about Jim Harbaugh? And I know Lonzo is going to thrive, and like finally someone mentioned his name. Cannot beat Ohio State if his life depended on it. And if you guys heard me yesterday on the Rob Brown show, Rob Brown had come up with something about things that or traditions that
that you hate
and need to disappear.
Yeah.
And I hit him with the OHIO because I think that's the dumbest thing in the world.
Now go you, Dale. Go you.
And saying. But I'm on Lonzo's side here saying Jim Harbaugh cannot win a big game to save his life.
What do you think happens to Harbaugh in the biggest games?
Let's see. If it's against a ranked team, I think he's, what, maybe a 35 win percentage? Maybe?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happens. His mouth.
I think his khakis turn another color about halftime.
Yeah, and his mouth comes open and it won't close. It just gets wider and wider and wider. It's so weird.
I actually think, Dale,
you're not going to be able to see it with the mask this year.
Hey, Dale, in my mind, and I appreciate you bringing Harbaugh into this because my mind was kind of like tunnel vision just at the players. But I think as a head coach, I think you bring up a great point right now, man. I think you bring up a great point.
Well, you had said all sports. Okay, and, you know, I think James Harden is the biggest choke artist. And you can say what you want, what you did about how Chris Paul and all that. But for a guy to go 2-for-11 in an elimination game, you just can't have that. You know who is far from not clutch? And that was the late, great Kobe. It didn't matter what the situation was. Kobe would take that shot.
Every single time.
9 out of 10 times that man would make it. Now, we all got thrown for a loop in that San Antonio series where Derek Fisher in point four. And thank God for Derek Fisher. But, I mean, yeah, Jim Harbaugh can't win a big game. Kent. I'm sure there's other coaches out there, but he's the first one that popped off to my head. Was anytime it's a big game, ranked team, doesn't matter, he doesn't show up.
You're 100% right. 100% right. I don't know why I wasn't thinking of more coaches. Why didn't Lonzo think of Jim Harbaugh? I would think that'd be the first name that comes to his mind.
Because you said players, but I'm smiling right now. He made great points, and he's absolutely right.
Dale, thanks so much for the phone call. Neil Pappas tweets in. He's given us a top 10. He says number 10, Russell Westbrook and James Harden is number 10 combined. Number 9, the Buffalo Bills. Number 8, Paul George. There's a great one. Paul George, what the hell? Number 7, the Atlanta Braves. Number 6 is a little harsh, Dak Prescott. Number 5, the Detroit Lions. Number 4, Minnesota Twins. Number 3, Jim Harbaugh. Number 2, Kyrie Irving. And number 1, Peyton Manning. And he says honorable mention is Roger Craig. He loves him, but he fumbled stopping Montana from 5-0. How about Tony Romo on the least clutch list? See what's happening with Tony Romo, recency bias? We love him as an announcer. This is working very well for Alex Rodriguez, too. Alex Rodriguez's name was in the toilet when he quit playing because of roids. And now we see him on the TV. He's a likable guy, makes us smile, brings us warm fuzzies with baseball. Now we like Alex Rodriguez again, right? Tony Romo is simply the best at what he does. He is the best broadcaster. He's revolutionary with what he does in terms of telling you the play before it happens. Dude wasn't clutch. I mean, dropping the game-winning field goal, you know, at the goal line, just too many off performances when it mattered the most. I can't figure out why. Peyton Manning is a high-speed processor, man, in terms of how he sees the field. Why can't he process anymore? Peyton Manning's an 8G, you know? Tony Romo, incredibly bright guy. Clayton Kershaw, really, really smart dude. Brightest crayon in the box. Read about his childhood, man. Smartest kid in the class. What happens? 4.5 ERA in the postseason? Loses to a rookie with a 6 ERA in his career? I don't get it. Wise Guys Wisdom is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Happy Friday, everybody. All right, it is time for Wise Guys Wisdom. Lonzo is 21-3. What? That has to even out, right? A winning percentage of 88%. I am a not-too-shabby 17-7 for a winning percentage of 71%. And here we go. Away we go with Wise Guy's Wisdom for this week. Game number one. Let's get right to it. Alabama and Georgia.
I got to tell you, this is the hardest week we've done so far. Either one of us very well could go 0-6 in this week because every one of these games has a potential to be really, really good games. I've heard what you've said about Georgia all week. I've seen Georgia play, but I'm not going against Alabama. Alabama's going to win this game. It's going to be close, but Alabama's going to win this game. I think the bigger question is, will Nick Saban be on the sidelines? And he might.
Come back to me on this pick. Auburn and South Carolina. Lonzo, what do you got?
So what you're going to do is you're going to wait till I make all my picks, and then you're going to go opposite. It's early, too early in the season to do that.
No, I didn't say that. I've been going back and forth on who I think is going to win here.
Yeah.
It's elite offense against elite defense.
There's only...
I do think whether Nick Saban is on the sideline or not matters, and I think there's a great chance he's going to be on the sideline. You don't have the great home field advantage that you would. It's easy to pick Alabama at home over Stetson Bennett. Right? Georgia's quarterback. But you don't have a great home field advantage. And we've heard from coaches at all levels that that is really helping quarterbacks, the lack of noise. So I don't know. Auburn, South Carolina, Lonzo, what do you got?
All right. So I've heard all week about South Carolina having the opportunity to do this. Mark Ryan said on the air that absolutely I was going to pick Auburn. But as I sit here, wearing my Stephen Garcia / Stephon Gilmore jersey, I cannot go against South Carolina. I agree with you. They do have a pretty good offense. The running game I really like. The question is, how will the defense play against Auburn? I think they're going to play pretty well. I am going with South Carolina to win this game.
Give me Auburn. Listen.
He's all happy now. Listen to him.
You have to, you have to show me that you're able to do something before I sign off on it, right? Will Muschamp has lost my trust. He can get it back with a win, but until he does that, I'm not giving him my trust. I'm like the Marines, man. My trust is earned, never given. Has Muschamp earned your trust to pick him in a game like this? Not moi. Sorry. Give me Auburn in a close one in Williams-Brice. Now, a fantastic slate in the NFL. We've got the Browns and the Steelers. Lonzo, who do you got?
I know you have poo-pooed the Browns and how well that they've been playing, but they have been playing really, really well. This is Myles Garrett going back to Pittsburgh after the incident last year. And sorry, Myles, you're not going to get it. Pittsburgh's for real this year. I like Cleveland. I really do. But I don't think they're going to beat Pittsburgh. I'm going Steelers.
The game is at Pittsburgh. Cleveland's playing their best ball in a minute right now, man. Really, really are. But Mike Tomlin at home against a team still finding itself. We might both be wrong on this one, Lonzo, because the Browns have been hanging some points on people. Again, it's just a confidence thing. It's a trust thing. I trust the Steelers at home more than I do the Browns. Give me Pittsburgh in this one as well. All right, Green Bay and Tampa Bay. Lonzo, who do you got?
All right, so this is my most confident. When I looked at this, this is the one I was like, yeah, I got this. This one's easy, and it's going to be easy. Green Bay is on a roll, whether you want to hear me say it or not. They absolutely are on a roll. They look good. Aaron Rodgers and the coach are on the same page. Aaron Rodgers looks like Aaron Rodgers of 10 years ago. I am going with Green Bay over Tampa Bay.
Lonzo, you would have me if I picked with my heart, but I don't. I pick with my head. And Aaron Rodgers
How's
is
that
playing,
working out for you Aaron, so far?
I'm doing great. I'm doing fine.
You are. You absolutely are.
I'm doing fine, man. I mean, 17-7, man. Look, I can't help that you've been spitting out a computer program the first 6 weeks that we've been doing this.
The best I've done in a few years, I got to say.
All right, so I'm going Packers. I want to pick the Bucks. I sure do, but that's a dumb pick, man. The Bucs are finding themselves. The Bucs look like a mess offensively. You know, when you watch teams play, things are easy and hard. You watch the Lakers play in the postseason versus the Heat. Everything the Heat was doing was hard. Everything the Lakers were doing were easy. Anthony Davis, open shots. LeBron James driving to the lane, easy buckets, right up time after time. It's just coming too easy for the Packers right now and too difficult for the Bucks. Give me Green Bay. Buffalo and Kansas City. This is a waste of time, isn't it?
Yeah, Kansas City.
Give me KC as well. Look, it is a big game. It is a rescheduled game. And I'm still a believer in the Buffalo Bills. But this is a motivated Kansas City Chiefs team. You know, are there real structural problems with the Chiefs, though, after that Las Vegas game? Or was that merely a speed bump on the way to an elite season? I can't pick against Kansas City in this one. Give me the Chiefs. And finally, here we go. Chicago and the Carolina Panthers, easily the two most overachieving teams in the NFL this season. Lonzo, who do you got?
I have leaned Bears this entire time since I seen it was on the list. Well, I knew it was going to be on the list anyway. I've leaned Bears. It's really going to come down to the Bears' defense against Teddy Bridgewater and Carolina's offense. But I think they're clicking pretty good. I can't help it. I'm going with the Panthers.
I also agree with you. I am going to go with the Panthers at home over the Chicago Bears. Khalil Mack is going to be a terror. But the Panthers, things are clicking for them well before anybody thought they were. I think the Panthers are a legit 3-2. I think Chicago's a bit of a fraud, 4-1, if there can be such a thing. So, all of which gets me back to the top pick. Give me Georgia over the Alabama Crimson Tide. I picked them in my upset pick. As I think about the way this game is going to go, I do think Georgia is going to be able to do just enough offensively. And the defense of Georgia, one of the best in the country, I'd say Clemson's D is number one. I'd say Georgia's D is number two. I think it's going to be able to do enough to slow Alabama down. Remember, this isn't a great home field advantage anymore. You got a great defense. You have a protege of Nick Saban that knows exactly what he wants to do in the game. Give me the most well-rounded team in the SEC. Give me the Georgia Bulldogs over the Alabama Crimson Tide. And that, my friends, is Wise Guy's Wisdom on a Friday. What do you guys think? Did I gain any games on Lonzo this week? Did I pick up any games on him? Did I get Georgia over Alabama right? Did I get Auburn over South Carolina right? Our only differences were college games. This is why I'm just picking college games the rest of the way out. We agree on everything NFL related. All right, the best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, it's time for the best thing we heard today. Let's get right to it. Lonzo, what do we got?
All right, Dak Prescott, on his way to the doctor, has a message to all the fans for the support.
What's up, everyone? Just want everyone to know that I'm doing well. And I can't thank you enough for all your love, your support, your prayers over the last few days. They've been more than overwhelming from teammates to family to friends to fans I don't know to former and current players around the league and players around all sports. I just wanted to say thank you. They're definitely appreciated and received well. So just knowing that I have that much love and support out there makes a huge difference. In great spirits, headed to see the doctor, headed to see my leg for the first time post-surgery. So just ready to start this road to comeback. I know this little adversity is just going to be another another chapter in the book. I'm excited to move forward and write it. Just once again, can't thank you all enough for your love and your support through it all. But I'm in great spirits. I'm going to stay that way. I'm looking forward to this football season, seeing the game in a different perspective, and supporting my teammates and those around the league that need it. And just excited for God's purpose and God's plan. I know it's bigger than anything that I see or that I could have imagined, but I'm trusting him. My faith is doubled down more than ever, and I'm thankful that he's my savior and he guides me in life. So I know through him, all this will be possible, and all this will be a great comeback and a great story. So once again, thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. And ready to get this journey of the comeback started. So God bless you all. Thank you.
You know, I feel like an ass because when I watch Dak Prescott play, for some reason I find him unlikable and I find him like a villain on a sports field. And then I listen to that, and how do you not root for that guy? You know, like seriously, he's got a great attitude. He's going through hell right now, and he's got a wonderful attitude. You know, you go through any injury like that, and you just realize kind of what it does to you mentally when you can't do the things that you've done your entire life, man. Check on our text line. Along the Harbaugh train of thought, how about Brian Kelly, Mark Ryan? There are coaches in college football, and then there are coaches at Notre Dame who consistently have overrated teams that crash and burn in the big games. I totally agree, man. Brian Kelly should be on that list. I don't know if it would be considered choking, another texter says, but LeBron teammate Kevin Love would always get hurt in the playoffs with the Cavs. Almost seemed like he was looking for the trap door to escape the pressure. That text comes in from Dave Tyner. That's funny, Dave. Trap door. I'm going to share with you my favorite all-time sports media story. It's the only time I've ever spoken to a billionaire, and it's next here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.